Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and some of the folks from Steady Lane Farm in Ashfield, Janet Clark, who's the owner, and Megan Bowen, who's the farm manager. Start with you, Janet. You are one of the fine folks who've come to the Valley, career change, and want to change the world at the same time.
My career has been in the environmental area. I'm a forester. Most of my work has been in policy, which means meetings and computers and driving cars. And so when I retired from UMass Lowell's Toxics Use Reduction Institute, I was looking for a place to get my feet on the ground and grow things. Mm-hmm. And I understood from what I have studied in sustainability that farming is right in the middle of all of the concepts, the triple bottom line of sustainability. And at the base of everything for me is the soil, the diversity of life in the soil. And now they're finding you can sequester carbon, so it's even good for the climate. So we found this beautiful old dairy farm, and the thing it needed was animals on the ground, and so we grow 100% grass-fed beef.
Janet Clark, who is the owner of Steady Lane Farm in Ashfield, and Megan Bowen, you're the farm manager. How many cows are we dealing with here?
Right now we've got about 40 head of cattle, and we're right in the middle of calving season, so we've got 3 brand new calves and 1 new donkey foal. We actually had 1 surprise calf, so in the wrong herd, got bred. We had to move the mom over to a different herd of cows where the moms and the calves are. So
how do surprises happen? Because if my understanding of dealing with people who deal with cows, it's intentional in the way that they do it. The turkey baster method.
It's not like they can sneak out on a Saturday night.
You'd be surprised at how often the cows can get out if it's the right time.
Is there a really handsome bull that lives down the
there
street?
There is a bull.
Is that what happened? So the cows get out a lot. That's kind of cool and fun. And
we limit how often the cows get out.
We don't want you to lose your job.
Right.
You're the farm manager. You need to manage them. So the surprise calf has happened. And now what happened?
Well, they're just in the other herd. So we've got 1 herd of cows who is the moms and the calves. And then the other ones are the feeders. They're the ones that are going to be beef. So we just ended up moving the mom and her calf over to the mom and cow herd.
That's really nice.
It's nice for her,
the
right?
Mom knew, mom knew exactly what she was doing. That comes down.
And what's happening with the new donkey foal? I mean, how did that come into the picture?
You didn't even know we had donkeys on this farm.
This is Janet. We use a donkey as a guard animal. A herd of cows is really pretty tough. You don't have to worry about coyotes. But there is about a week or two in a young calf's life, even though they're in the herd, where they scare. If they get scared, they go in the wrong direction and they might end up running loose. And the coyotes know this. A donkey can kill a coyote like a llama. They are excellent.
A donkey can kill a llama, or a llama can kill a coyote?
A llama can kill a coyote.
What?
And no, that was not in any of the books
this
that
is,
I
this
read
is not
my
a
son.
Dalai Lama, I think,
no,
we're talking
no,
about.
Definitely
right?
not.
This is a killer llama. Yeah. That is amazing. These are all things I've never heard of before.
You got to respect those animals when you approach them.
I would never think that a donkey could take a coyote if you just look at them. Either they naturally are like, let's go, coyote.
They do not like dogs.
Do you like dogs? Dogs. What?
Yeah, dogs.
Oh, dogs.
Well, you know, Monty, this newborn donkey has no name.
So we're looking for names. We've got some good names out there, including Hote for Don Quixote.
Oh, like
we're thinking of Monty now.
I was going to think of Monty Bell Donkey, but they're Donkey Bell Monty?
Monty, if this is true and they do name the donkey, this means you do have some responsibilities.
It means I am a total ass.
That, and it means that it could come knocking on your door someday and you have parental responsibilities.
Well, I have a guard animal against coyotes now all of a sudden. But if people want to get the beef, the grass-fed mm-hmm. beef that you're raising at Steady Lane Farm in Ashfield, where can people get that?
Well, we are selling at River Valley Co-op, so right in Northampton, and Sutter Meats, also in Northampton. We also have meat at Elmer's Store in Ashfield, so right down the street from our farm.
Megan Bowen, who's the farm manager, and Janet Clark, who's the owner of Steady Lane Farm in Ashfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.